Hey girl, if you have a messy bun, leggings on, and you've reheated your coffee 3 times today, and your to-do list is longer than you can even imagine, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Stacey Crown. I'm a mom of 3, a passionate faith-based life and business coach, running after toddlers, picking and dropping kids off at school and practice, and I've probably forgot to switch the laundry again. Needless to say, I am in the thick of it with you, sister. Some episodes will be all about mom life, and some are going to be about digging deeper in your faith. Some are going to be business related, but all episodes will make you feel a little more normal and a lot less alone in this juggle that we call life. I want to remind you that you're so loved, you are so worthy, and that you're more than enough. Let's jump in. Hey, welcome back to the She Is Called podcast. I'm so excited that you're here, sweet friend. Wherever this finds you, whatever airwaves this is walking through, whether you're folding your clothes or folding your kids' clothes, which are even tinier than yours, maybe you are in the pickup line, drop-off line. Girlfriend, that's a commitment. I do it every day, and it's so long, but I love it. It's that season of life, right, that you get to be in. Maybe you're upstairs sewing, mom, if you're listening. Maybe you are outside just catching some sunshine while the kids play. I don't know where this finds you, but I just want to say you go, girl, for plugging in, for getting yourself some inspiration, and just making your day feel a little bit lighter. So today I wanted to talk all about just these feels as we go into May. May historically is the busiest month of the year for us. We have baseball, spring hockey. We have the boys' birthday. Our boys are 2 years and 1 day apart, so they're turning 4 and 6. End of May, I have my retreats, both of my retreats, end of May. And then the biggest event of the year at church that I plan every year and that I help to plan, as well as this year we're taking a quick trip to St. Lucia. We're spending 6 days of May in St. Lucia, just my husband and I. So if that doesn't make your skin crawl like it makes mine crawl, I thought the other years of May were really busy, but now, oh, I forgot Mother's Day too, and my day. But it literally is going to be here, and then it's going to be June. Like, that is literally how busy we are. And I prepped my kids today and I was like, okay, like I need everybody to have, you know, good manners, wake up, go to bed good. Like, they're probably going to be so tired. You're going to like what we have for dinner, which I know that they won't, but I'm trying my best just to like mentally prepare for the craziest, busiest season of the year so far. And so I want to give you some tips if you are in this place where you're looking at your May calendar and you're like, holy cow, how am I going to do it all? Physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, all of those things, right? I want to give you just a few quick tips to help you set up for May and end of school until you make it to where your kids are home. And hopefully you're home too. And if you're not, that's okay too. But I personally love it when summer comes because I'm ready to like let my kids sleep in and I'm ready to just have no schedule, spend the days at my mom's house swimming with the kids and just be free of routine until about August, till about mid-August when I'm like, okay, I'm ready for the kids to go back to school. We don't go back to school until after Labor Day. I believe it's the same this year, but so that's usually how it goes. We get like a good 2 months of nothing scheduled, free time, but first we have to get through May. So number one tip is to plan your self-care, okay? And I don't mean like your pedicures, your lashes, your tans, all the things that you do to present yourself well, okay? Because if you've ever seen a mom at the end of May, it literally is like, she's in her robe at pickup line. She's got makeup on from last night, a messy bun, and she's probably drinking her third cup of coffee, and it's only 8:30 a.m. Okay, can I get an amen? So you still are going to want to take care of yourself. The self-care that I'm talking about is scheduling in time to move your body, like making sure you're either walking for 20 minutes, and I need to take my own advice because I've been slacking, but I do know how good I feel after a quick 20-minute, 40-minute walk. I'm not talking about hitting the gym hard. This isn't January, right? Like, this is May. We're just trying to take care of ourselves, care, right? So scheduling in those everything showers. I don't know if you've ever taken an everything shower, but like some days I'm just getting in the shower, washing my hair, washing my body real quick and jumping out. Like I only have 10 minutes kind of thing, maybe even five. Other days are when I'm shaving my legs, I'm shaving my pits, I'm really exfoliating my body, I'm really taking care, I'm doing a deep condition on my hair. Like literally those everything showers, make sure you get at least like one to two of those a week if you can, even if it's right before bed, even if it's, you know, you have to wake up a half hour before the kids wake up, whatever it means, you need to schedule one. If you are a believer, which you probably are because you're listening to this podcast and we are full of faith here, girlfriend, don't skip out on your God time. I feel like when I get busy and the world just starts spinning around me is when I'm easily, in the past, I know myself, it's easily the easiest thing for me to put down is just saying, God, I don't have time for you. And I just want to remind you, like, your life will run so much more at peace when you put him in the driver's seat. And even if every day is scheduled out and all of the things you have planned, prepped, and give yourself grace, all of those things, even if you know what's about to come, like you can't predict what's about to come. And those obstacles will come when you, you know, get pulled over or you spill your coffee down your white blouse or you're late for drop off and you're all frazzled or you wake up late or something, right? So what I want to tell you is that when you can wake up, you can put God first, even if it means just reading a quick devotion or listening to an uplifting podcast that's going to point you in the direction of Jesus. Or maybe it's just you doing a quick plan, like a quick 10-day plan on the Holy Bible app. That's like my favorite app. It has really great aesthetically pleasing Bible studies for every single different topic. I mean, anxiety, marriage, depression, comfort, joy, peace, love, grieving, like literally everything. Maybe it's you just committing to listen to pieces of the Bible and it reads it to you. Like, hello, girlfriend, plug it in the Bluetooth in your car. Make sure that you're doing things every single day to grow in your faith and at least just talk to him. I find myself all the time talking to him. So I'm like, oh no, God, we got this. Like, we're in partnership together. But my life lives different. Like, I live my life differently when I actually sit down and can listen to him. There's a difference between me constantly talking to him and just waiting to hear his voice or me telling him what I need, right? And if you have a relationship with God like this, you totally know what I mean. But it literally is me being still. And when I can be still for 10 minutes and when I can just breathe and wait for him to speak to me, ooh, it is so good. So literally, just do some stretches in the morning. Put some calming music on, maybe some worship music, and just listen for him and tell him, like, you're in control of this day, Lord. Wherever you take me, I know that we have a jam-packed schedule, Lord. You're in the driver's seat, okay? And I find myself going through so many days differently, and when I don't put him in the driver's seat, ooh, when he's in the back seat or the passenger seat, it's like my life is chaos. But my life is so calm and so at peace when he is in the driver's seat. And I find myself running to him so much more easily before I get frustrated, before I go to anger, before, like, when those little things happen, right? So don't skip out on your God time. It literally is, and I should have started this podcast with that, but I'm not using notes. I'm just going off of what is coming to my head because that's how we do it around here. The next thing is get your calendar out, plan, prep, and give yourself grace, girlfriend. I have a planner for my business, and then I have a planner for our family. And the reason I keep them separate is just because I have calls and 3-hour intensive, 1-hour intensive calls, like coaching calls that I do with business. If you need help in your business, girlfriend, I am here. I have been an entrepreneur for a decade, and I absolutely helping. I love, love, love helping women in their businesses. So if you need help, DM me on Instagram at the Stacey Crown, because I am here to help. We can book a call. We can get you the help you need, whether it's branding or flyers or cards or just a vision for your business. Maybe you're stuck. You're like, it's May. I've hit all my goals, or I haven't made a move and I'm stuck here. I need some help. What's next? Well, let's go, girlfriend. Schedule a call. Get in my inbox. I'm here to help. But I keep all of that separate because I have a separate planner for myself. So I keep my planner at my desk, and then I just refer to it the night before. So I know, I make sure, like, okay, I have a call this day, that day, whatever. And then all the practices and all of everything is literally on the family calendar. And I have it all highlighted. We all have a different color. So like Ireland is pink, Colton is green, JMO is blue, Stefan is orange. I'm like light yellow. So like I know when people have different things on different nights, and it keeps me organized. Maybe you like to use your phone. Like my business partner and best friend, Lauren, she uses her phone. Everything is in Google. So like when we schedule something, she literally will go in. I've seen her Google map, her Google calendar. And it's so good because she just has and she has a very full life. So I know that if that works for her and she's super full, that it'll work for you. The other thing I'm doing to keep organized and just make sure we stay up to date with like doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, eye appointments, is I literally look to see who needed what. And because I had been neglecting that for a minute, and I scheduled all of those appointments for summertime. So I'm making sure that like those appointments are scheduled, because if you've ever been a mom who the kid needs their checkup or they need their eyes checked or whatever it is, like maybe it's at just time of year, dentist, whatever, and you go to call, and they're like, we can't get you in for 3 months. So just plan ahead. Plan those physicals for your kids now that are going to need them in August for sports, okay? Plan ahead. Get ahead of it while you can think about those things. Last week, I literally spent an afternoon making all the necessary calls that I had to for, because we have a lease that's ending, and I wanted to extend it because this world is crazy. And yeah, so just set yourself up for success with that. And the last tip that I'm going to give you that really helps our family watch the budget in these really busy months is meal planning, which that simply means I don't prep any of it in the beginning of the week because I'm not that organized or motivated right now. Can you hear it? But what I do is I meal plan and then I grocery shop for the meal plan. So I literally take our calendar, I look at what we have and when we have it, and then also what my day looks like, because some days I'm at church, some days I'm on calls, whatever, some days I'm home, some days I'm not. And so I can either prep dinner or crock pot it, Instapot it, whatever. And so I'll look and see like what time is the practice, what kid has practice. Are we going to have hot dogs? Are we going to have tacos? Are we going to have, like, it's very basic in May. And then we'll pick one night to eat out. Like Thursdays will probably be our eat out night because we are in Grosse Pointe, which is 40 minutes away from us, until about 7. So it's like, I'm going to have to like do one night of picking up food for kids. And that's just going to have to be it. So look at your schedule. And then the weekends, the weekends are crazy busy for us this May, but usually on the weekends, it's a little bit slower to where like I can take 2 hours to make lasagna, or I can take, you know, my husband can grill, all of those things. So just being really, really smart with your meal planning. So then you're buying the groceries that you need to make those meals, and you have the things that you need in stock in the house to make, girlfriend. And it doesn't matter if you're buying, seriously, my kids will probably thrive off of pot stickers. Like, I'm going to go to the BJ's. BJ's is a warehouse around here, just like Costco and Sam's. But it's like, I'm going to go in that frozen aisle food section. I'm going to have no shame. setting myself up for success because I just want my kids to stay fed. And I'm going to stock up on the frozen things that they like. Pancakes and corn dogs and breakfast sammies, which I could make myself, which I probably will. And muffins. My kids love muffins, so I'll make a ton of those soon. And what else is up? Pots. I think I said pot stickers. Literally get all the frozen things that they like because our air fryer is going to be our best friend this month. And I have no shame in that because as soon as June rolls around, I'll have time to actually cook dinners. But this month is just, it just is what it is. And then the rest of it is really just finding joy in these moments because it's really easy to get swallowed up by a very busy calendar. But instead of looking at my calendar right now, I'm like, wow, we're going to have so many memories. And I feel like a year ago and the year before, I looked at May with this anxious heart, this heart of knowing that like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to be always working in reverse. There's not one mom that I don't know that isn't working in reverse in her time schedule blocking of, okay, I have to get the kids here, so I have to leave here, so I have to get them to here to here. Like literally, I have to go get this one here, so I have to leave this one's practice here to go get the other. That's literally how all moms think. And maybe dads think that way too. I know my husband, I do. He took over all the finances and all the bills. So that took a huge load off my mind. And so now he has to worry about those things. And I get to worry about the groceries, the meal planning, the just like the organization of all the time blocking. And that makes my heart so happy because that's where I thrive. I thrive in the planning. I thrive in the prepping. But I also know that I can get a very anxious heart, which is why I got to stay close to God. So I don't know who needs this episode. I don't know who needs to remind themselves that they're in a season of complete chaos. I am too, sister. It's going to be a really good month. I may not be on socials as much as I want to be. And I haven't been really lately because I just don't feel like it. I really don't. I feel like I'm in this moment, in this season of just being extremely present with my children, extremely present with being a calm, good mom. And I know that when I have my phone in front of my face, unless it's to take a picture in May for my kiddos or be on a coaching call or schedule one or whatever it may be, it's like, I'm sorry if you guys are going to miss me, but I'm going to be a little less present on the socials. Plus, I'll be out of town in a different country internationally for 6 days. So I'll get a lot of footage, make a lot of reels. But I'm going to be a little absent this May until the end of the month when I have my retreats and I'm so excited. But yeah, I'm just so excited for all the memories that are going to be made. And I'm going to be keeping this mindset and making the certain shifts and pivots that I need to remind myself how lucky I am to have three babies that will eat my air fried dinners. And then I get to pick up, drop off from school, as well as take to practice, right? And I get to tuck them in at night in a warm, safe bed. Like that in 2024 right now is success. And if that's all you're doing, my friend, or even if half of it is what you're doing, I want you to celebrate that. I'm hoping that this hits someone's heart, penetrates someone's heart who's literally looking at their calendar right now just thinking, how am I going to make it? How am I going to get through it? I want to tell you, you are not alone. Okay? You are not alone, sister. And that is what this podcast is for, to help you feel a little less alone and a lot more loved. So, I love you. God loves you. You're enough. You're worthy. And you're beautiful. And you're doing amazing things, especially if you're a mother. And I mean, you're amazing if you're not a mother, but if you're a mother and a house manager and shuffling kids, I want you to know that you're doing an amazing job. So, so, so amazing. And you don't get told that enough. So I'm here to remind you, sweet friend. Send this to a friend that needs to hear it. Or just show me that you listened to it in your stories and what your takeaways were. I absolutely love when you guys come into my inbox. It makes my heart so full and so happy. And I just love you. So until next time.
Hey, wow, what a good episode. I would absolutely love if you shared with a friend or maybe even just tag me on Instagram at the Stacey Crown in your story so I can hear any of your aha moments or takeaways from this episode. If you're feeling called, I would absolutely love if you left me a review right here on Apple or Spotify, whichever one you're listening on. And lastly, would love to invite you into the space that I have made for women who want more and who just are called for more in life right on Facebook. It's called the She Is Called Community. You can find it right in the show notes. Thanks again so much for being a part of the She Is Called podcast. This all started as a little dream, and now we're here. Talk soon.